Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And now we're going to get into some pet talk because this is the time to sit, stay, and listen with Dr. Mark Sprayberry, who is the owner and founder of Unveterinarian Extraordinaire with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. Good morning, Doc.
Hey, good morning, Meg. Thank you.
It's good to see you.
Good to be back. You know, I used to do this every other week, but for some reason, I'm here again today.
I love it. I'm all about dogs and cats. I'm happy to talk to you.
I was, the wonderful Sandy Zern. He always texts me, remind me.
Right.
This morning, I'm sitting, in my PJ, so to speak, drinking coffee at like 5 till 10 this morning, and I said, I hadn't heard from Sandy. Am I on this week? I was on last week.
Yeah.
And she says, yeah, you're here at 10:30. I went, oh my God.
Because you would have been getting a text from Megan about 10:35. Where are you?
No, yeah, exactly. So I hopped on my motorcycle and here I am.
Well, I told you that's the advantage of radio is that you don't have to worry about what you wear. You don't.
Thank goodness.
Can come in. I don't have to have my hair done.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, although today I did, but you know.
That's why we got
your baseball cap on today and some shorts and jerts. And
and I did brush my teeth. Okay. But
well, thank you. Good grief. Well, listen, there's so many things I want to talk about. But first of all, in case someone is not familiar with your place and what you do, just give us a kind of a background of the Olive Branch Pet Hospital and the fact that you have an amazing boarding and facility available.
Well, yes, I've been a veterinarian. I'll just start from the start. I'm from Mississippi. I went to University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, hottie totty. Got a pharmacy degree back in 1984. Practiced for a while in the Tennessee and then down in Orlando area, and then went back to vet school a few years later. And I've been a veterinarian for 31 years. I've been a veterinarian in Pensacola almost 25.
Wow.
My office was, when I bought the office, it was Olive Road Animal Hospital beside the skating rink on Olive Road. And then had a big flood there in 2005 that lasted like 40 days.
Oh, my gosh.
It was actually 40 days. I thought, God's got he's got a sense of humor.
That was the summer after Ivan. I remember it because two big storms came in through the next summer.
Ivan was September 2004, and this is April Fool's Day 2005 again.
Ha-ha.
That has a sense of humor.
Right?
And I'm down on Davis Highway across from Bailey's Farmers Market. I renamed Olive Branch Pet Hospital now, and we've been down there many, many years, since about 2008, 2009.
Mm-hmm. Very nice space. You've got lots of land.
Lots of room, 4.2 acres, about 13,000 square feet. So my office is, I'm a private owner. I'm not corporate like a lot of the offices in town are now. And so we take time to spend time. We just take time with people because we deal with a lot of very complicated problems, and you need time with someone to explain why we have to do certain things to get to the bottom of it. I do see a number of cases from other clinics where they haven't taken the time to do it. So we get a number of those. We get quite a few clients from corporately owned practices because, corporate veterinarians, they put them on a time limit in a room.
This is about quotas and numbers,
numbers. Yeah, I was a pharmacist for a corporation, and it just was not me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just wasn't. And so, I love what I do. My boarding facility is wonderful. I have a wonderful staff there. We do boarding, and then we have a daycare. The daycare is basically a psych ward for with my own dogs going as well. They have all kinds of arts and crafts and things they do. They do apple bobbing and
You brought in some artwork last time, which was awesome.
Yeah, Quinn and Finn, they did it again, and it was a sunflower. And then the dog paw print was the middle, you know, the eye of the sunflower.
So stinking cute.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then, you know, and they have a Chase the Leprechaun, you know, St. Patty's and
I don't know. It sounds kind of fun. I might join. I was put a couple fake ears on and head out there.
They have a thing where they, you know, they have the sprinklers going and they let them run and play in the sprinklers.
Ooh, I bet in this heat. Yeah.
So it's been it's a lot of fun. And we have, you know, the best prices in town. And, I'm the only place like this that I am actually own property.
When you say daycare, say someone is working and this is an opportunity, they can, rather than their pet staying home alone all day, they can actually be taken care of here at the facility, at your facility?
Yes.
And do you have packages and things like that?
Yeah, we do. And we have a little bit of some off right now during this month. I don't remember the number. Well, I think it's normally like $340 for unlimited monthly.
Mm-hmm.
They come every day, but I think it's I think the special is $280, $290, something like that
for the whole month.
Mention you heard us on the radio, and you know, we'll see what we can help you out with, try to give you a little special, a little discount.
There you go.
And the dogs have a great time. I mean, they come in, they play all day long. They develop friendships with certain ones. some of the other places, little, especially franchise corporate places, they'd stay inside all day for the most part.
In a kennel.
They run around together, but you know, it's in a very small space.
Mm-hmm.
We have acreage there, and I have fitness course in the back, you know, obstacle course. So, you know, because, you know, shepherds and Belgian Malinois and all these big working breed dogs, need a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put them through that. So the goal is to wear them out. So all they do is go home, eat their dinner, and go to sleep.
Perfect.
And I think, isn't that what you want to do with your children, too? You know, you take them to daycare.
Yeah, we might have an idea here.
you can bring them, too. We'll wear them out, too. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. But we'd love to see you. And, you know, with the SEC football coming, you know,
mm-hmm,
people
true.
Need to book early and all. And, of course, Christmas, the holidays, we
absolutely.
Always book up. So we got plenty of room, and we'd love to see you.
Okay, well, excuse me. If you just join us, we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. He's with Olive Branch Pet Hospital Veterinarian, and we're talking about the Play and Stay boarding and daycare facility. But we do have time for your questions, especially if you have some concerns about your pet. We know it's been hot. There's been some issues with allergies this summer, of course. So there are a lot of things we can talk about, and one of our listeners did send in a question for you. Our listener says, we have a 13-year-old small male mixed breed. He was a rescue 10 years ago, 20 pounds, diagnosed with a heart murmur 3.5 on Friday. Do you have a cardiologist ultrasound machine, or what would you recommend our next step to be?
Okay, that's a really good question.
Yes.
Okay, we had a cardiologist here in the Pensacola area. She actually worked out of my office for a number of years. And then, you know, with family and some personal things, she decided to move to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to talk her into getting a young cardiologist to come in so we could kind of keep an eye on them and continue to service the area, but that didn't develop. So I have a veterinarian named Alan Ralph. He is a critical care specialist out of New Orleans, and he is a specialist. He comes once a month, sometimes twice a month, and he ultrasounds for me. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Now, ultrasound is something, you know, it was kind of coming on board, you know, back 30 years ago when I was a veterinarian, but it's in its infancy.
Mm-hmm.
I did a surgical internship, so I'm really more of a surgical-oriented
person. Well, you specialize in cancer surgery, too.
Well, we're not a specialty clinic, but I do have a special interest in it.
That's
legally is what I have to say, but we do a lot of cancer. And I do have to have Alan come over from time to time. He'll drive over. He usually gets here in the morning on Thursdays or Tuesdays, depending on his schedule. And he will ultrasound. So not all heart diseases need to be ultrasounded, although I do recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a 3 out of 6 and the dog is not having any symptoms.
So it's 3.5, it said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I think that if you, ideally it's good to get an ultrasound, but if you can't or it has to wait a week or two until Alan or somebody else wants to look at him, usually they're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. If they're not having exercise intolerance, like they normally run around the pool enclosure five mm-hmm. times, now they only do one, have to sit down and take, that's exercise intolerance. Mm-hmm. If they're not coughing, if they're eating and acting normally otherwise, I think it's fine.
They but just that checked is it something. In, no symptoms yet.
No symptoms yet, yeah. So I think you're probably fine. Mm-hmm. The reason I like Alan Ralph, a lot of people in town do ultrasound, they're not specialists. Mm-hmm. That does not say they don't know what they're doing. However, if I'm going to call in someone to do something like that, I want a specialist to do it, because then you have an expert opinion on what to do, what meds to move. Now, there are times where Alan's not available. I had a case about 2 weeks ago. The dog came in. It was in distress. Color's bad. Put in the oxygen cage for about a day. Started on some medication. I did text Alan to say, hey, I got this. Send him the x-rays. He said, yeah, go ahead and start him on this and that. So mm-hmm. I have access to Alan Ralph any time I need
him. That's great.
So, and then Alan came over like a week or week and a half later mm-hmm. and ultrasounded. And the dog was fine. And the medicine for now is perfect.
So maybe what they should do is give a call so they can set up an appointment now for his next mm-hmm. visit.
I would do that. I'll be glad to see him. And then what I would do, if there's x-rays where they went, I'd like those x-rays. And then what I'd do is when I'd see the pet, listen to, confirm the murmur, confirm what we're seeing, and then I'd probably just text Alan and say, hey, Alan, I got this little dog. Do you think it needs meds yet?
Mm-hmm.
And okay. That's kind of where he's at. Alan will be coming sometime in September.
Excellent. Well, which is not that far away now. We're almost halfway through August. Yeah. So
I'll be glad to see him. Just have the listener be sure and mention that you heard me on the radio. Mm-hmm. And we always try to give people a little discount, you know, just for that.
Absolutely. Tell me you heard it on Pep Talk. Dr. Mark Sprayberry is his name. So reference that. And then you can, what's the phone number they could call to go ahead and make an appointment?
Yeah, it's 850-477-2901. I have two great receptionists, Brenda and Eliza. And just mention that to them. And like I say, I'm off today, but I'll be back in the office tomorrow, and I will mention it to them.
Great. Okay. And that's what this show is all about. So appreciate you texting in if we can help in some way. I love having experts on the show. And when listeners text in a problem and we can come up with a solution or a plan of action, that is the best feeling in the world to me, to be able to use this as a vehicle to help people. And, you know, everyone that listens to my show knows how much I love dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. So to be able to help the little animals in our world. Well, all the better.
That's awesome. And in like most things, folks, I mean, the sooner you address something,
yes,
especially with all
don't
the cancer
wait.
I deal with, oh my gosh, just for Christ's sake, just have somebody look at it
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
something. You know, how many times have we taught Meg that, you know, somebody comes in to see me and the tumor started out, I had one 3 weeks ago, started out as like a little blueberry
right
size under the arm, then it got to be like a ping pong size. I did take it off. Mm-hmm. It was a sarcoma, but I did get it all. I got the histopath result back, and the dog's going to do great.
But
I'd rather take it off when it's a blueberry than a ping pong ball.
That's true.
Especially
that is
with
very
cancer,
true.
You know.
Yes, yeah. That's true. Okay, so what are some signs to look for in terms of your pets and keeping them healthy? I always ask this question now. We've been having this extreme heat, and we've got allergy season. What are some things to look out for? Because I'm kind of, if they're happy and they're wagging their tail, I'm probably thinking they're okay. But as an owner and a parent, so to speak, a dog parent, what should I be looking for, especially this time of year, Dr. Mark?
Well, I think any time of year especially is, a good time. Periodically get blood work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a lab or golden retriever, one of the bigger dogs, and doesn't have to be a bigger dog, it can be a small dog.
Yeah.
I always like to get like a little, what we call a survey x-ray.
Okay.
Of the abdomen, just to see, and usually we just go ahead and get the heart too. We just get everything in one,
because mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for stuff.
So that's like in the initial consultation, if they're a new patient.
Well, if it's indicated,
mm-hmm.
if it's an older pet and something doesn't seem right, I'm going to recommend that.
Okay.
But just in general, whether they come to see me or they see their veterinarian, I recommend a little bit of blood work every now and then. I always recommend blood work before you have them neutered and spayed. We do it at the day off. Some people let us do it before. But that gives you a baseline on how you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, you know, I like to get maybe one more round of blood work, 1 or 2 rounds. And then after they're about 7, they're considered elderly. So then I start recommending blood work.
I'm in trouble.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah, I got my Medicare card last Wednesday. So, but you know how we get blood work every year, you
right,
and I.
Right, right. Of course.
Sometimes twice a year. So it's the kind of thing that I start recommending it every year at past 7, maybe every other year. It depends on the dog and the situation and people's finances. Of course, I take that into account. I want what's best for the pet, but I also take in account the owner, too. I want to do what the owner is comfortable with and what they can afford as well.
What would you say to somebody that wants to bring their pet in, but they are concerned about how much it would cost? Is there a help out there?
There is. We have a program there where it's a company that we use that will help them finance what they need to do. We get paid, and then they are responsible to the finance company. And they set up different payment plans and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we'll be glad to talk about, you know, when you walk in the door.
Right.
And or if you want to come by and just say hi and say, I heard Dr. Mark on the radio and just want to talk about a couple things. As you know, veterinary medicine is not cheap. It's never been cheap, but it's really not cheap now.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, with the cost of living and the, minimum wage at $15 an hour and all this skilled labor makes more than that. It's a tough environment right now. But, going every once a year, twice a year to see the veterinarian just for checkups is really a good idea to do because it really saves you down the road. It's like getting your oil changed in your car on a regular basis.
True.
Your mechanic will say that's probably going to save you a lot of heartbreak
down
later.
The road, for sure.
Sure.
So back to the idea of this time of year and what to look out for in terms of allergies and heat, too much heat. How do you know?
Well, I mean, you know, I had somebody call me the other day. The dog had been outside a little bit too long, and temp was 106. Well, I instantly got him in. You know, we, you know, kind of cool him off with cool water. I don't recommend cold water because if you got somebody really hot, you know, you can cause some seizures that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was taught that. I have seen that, but it's not common. But you don't really want to use ice water on a dog that's that. But you want to use cool water.
Right.
And just bathe them, keep bathing them. Get a thermometer you can, you know, with their name on it. So you don't use it for yourself. And then just check them rectally or in their booty.
Mm-hmm.
And once the temperature comes on down to 102, 103, just keep an eye on them. Sometimes it'll go back up.
Right.
Core temperature. As far as allergies are concerned, we're getting into fall. I rode my motorcycle up here a moment ago. It's starting to feel like fall, although it's 120.
the fact that it's not 110, it feels cool today.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. It's relative. But, a lot of itch and chewing going on, feet and all. So those kind of things, it's always good to kind of get ahead of that too. And once you get ahead of it, then it usually doesn't require as much treatment through the allergy season if you kind of get started a little early with it.
Okay, I've got a question in here about cats this morning. I have outdoor cats in my neighborhood that I like to feed and give water to. What do I do for them since I can't bring them indoors?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, having plenty of water in food is ideal. Cats are very resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful healers when they get hurt or sick. But providing shade is ideal. Like my cat goes in and out, and she's got a mind of her own. And at 15, I'm not trying to change her mind because you couldn't.
No.
She wants to be loved when she's loved. She's, you know, cats are from outer space. I told you that. They're another planet. You know, I've said
but
it
we
once.
We still love them.
Said a million times. Wonderful pets and wonderful patients. I recommend new vets to treat only cats because you can't hurt them.
Right.
But, I mean, with outdoor cats like that, really I would recommend trying your best, if it's possible, to trap them take them to the shelter, take them somewhere and have them. They need to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because
mm-hmm. if you see that tip on their ear, that means they have been fixed.
Yeah, most of the time it's a cut in the ear, or they've taken the top of the ear off. That means it's been repaired. We have some run around the clinic, and Dr. Kairos, who works with me, is really an ambassador on doing that. And she brings them in. She catches them at Bayview Park and brings them in. We fix them. We test them,
right,
et cetera. Because if you don't, all they're out there doing is breeding. And they can have babies every 62 days.
That's unbelievable to me. That's just crazy.
And they're an induced ovulator. Like human females have periods every month, usually. Dogs, it's twice a year.
Right.
Cats, it's every time the vulva on a female cat is stimulated, they will ovulate instantly.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why they have babies every 62 days.
Oh, my goodness.
So, ideally, please.
Yes.
Do what you can to get them fixed, but I understand.
Meantime, you can put water out for them.
Yeah.
And
don't, one more thing, don't let those cats in your house with your other cats, because until they're checked for AIDS and leukemia, I've had that happen a number of times in my 30 years.
Oh, gosh.
Where they're being a good Samaritan, doing a nice thing, then the cats slowly work their way into the family environment. The next thing I know, the owner's cat gets real sick. I check it, and it's either got AIDS or leukemia.
Oh, my goodness.
And they get it from the stray cat.
Okay, got another question. And if you've got a question for Dr. Mark, it's Sit, Stay, and Listen, and he's here to answer your questions. 850-437-1620. Have you heard about a dog food linked to nearly 200 reports of potential canine vision loss, prompting a massive recall?
I have not heard that, but I would be interested in the name of that.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard that, but I definitely want to check that out.
Yes.
We do a lot of ophthalmology at my office. Part of my internship was a bunch of surgeons, but it's also, I spent quite a bit with ophthalmologists, dermatologists, and internal medicine. But my main focus in my internship was surgery, because that's what I like to do. But I would like to, if the listener could, you know, let us know what that is. Text in the next little bit and let
it's
me know.
It's Bruce. He's one of our regular listeners. So, Bruce, we're going to task you with the research on this one and let us know if you have any idea of what brand that is so we can get the word out and then Dr. Sprayberry can look into it.
Yeah. I want to check on that because, you know, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. So.
Okay. He just sent me, food link. He's just sent me the link, so I'll give that to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll check that out. I'll check it out, too. You know, they said they said grain was bad for dogs, and then they found out that grain-free food was bad. Grain food was bad, so all this grain-free came out. I was feeling that. It was causing cardiomyopathy or heart disease in dogs.
Oh, no. Right. Yeah. Okay.
So the internet...
Not necessarily the best source.
Not the best source. So, but I do want to check that out. And Bruce, thank you for hitting us up with that.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we just have a couple minutes left. Anything you want to mention before we go?
Oh, we had talked about this before the show started, about if you see a pet on the side of the road, be very careful about approaching that pet.
Mm-hmm.
If it's hurt especially, one thing you can do is, and what I recommend most people do is call animal control. Or you can call 911 and call the police department, and they can get the people out there for that. If for some reason you do pick up the pet and the pet seems okay, one thing I always tell people, take it to the Escambia Animal Shelter on Fairfield. The reason being is the first place somebody's going to probably call if they've lost a pet is they're going to call the shelter and say, hey, my pet is this.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, the pet is microchipped. And you say, well, I'm going to take it to my vet. Well, that's great. First thing people do when they come in my office and they found some pet, I take my microchip scanner and it scans them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the purpose of a microchip. But if they don't have that, the best place to go is take it to your vet or take it to the animal shelter, because somebody's going to be looking for that pet. If it's something that, you know, I live down by Bayview Park over in East Till. Every now and then somebody will just put a pet in a cage and just set it in the park, hoping somebody will take the pet.
Oh.
I mean, it's really...
Mm-mm.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But that's a tough kind of reality of pet ownership.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about more about that next time. And in the meantime, what's your phone number?
Yeah, 850-477-2901. God bless everyone. Thanks for the questions, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital. This is Pep Talk. I'm here every Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. So I hope you'll join us tomorrow. In the meantime, today, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and find that moment to love now.